This episode is brought to you by Visit Williamsburg. In Williamsburg, Virginia, there's never too much of a good thing. Whether you're a foodie, a golfer, a history buff, a shopaholic, an outdoor enthusiast, or a thrill seeker, you'll find what you came for here and more. So ask yourself, what is it you want? Discover Williamsburg and plan your trip at visitwilliamsburg.com.
Welcome to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast, a relaxing and informative show where we explore anxiety, panic, and PTSD, sharing how you can overcome them for life.
Aloha, welcome back to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. In today's episode, I'm talking about 14 different ideas for dealing with surging stress. There is so much going on in our lives these days that is actually added to all of us collectively to our usual load of stress and strain. So when you're feeling anxious or stressed, these 14 strategies can give you some ideas to help you cope with that surge of stress. You know how it feels when we're getting more and more added to our plate, more challenges coming up, things one on top of the other, we can really begin to feel it building. So it's important that when we feel this building, this surge rising, that we use that as a red flag. Pay attention. I need to do something so that I don't go into an overwhelmed state and find myself in an anxious state or in a panic attack. We can head this off and we become more and more in tune with our own rising stress and we can begin to head it off. We can take care of ourselves. Now, we should be doing many of these things already, but often we don't. There's just so much going on that we lose track of our own self-care. Or maybe we just need a reminder to do these things. So if your stress is building, pay attention and find what out of these 14 things is going to be something you can turn to or what combination of these that will be really helpful for you. And write them down or set them to memory somehow so that when you are stressed, you don't have to think about it. You can just turn to your reminder and say, I'm feeling really overwhelmed and stressed. I need to jump into XYZ. And let's see what ones of these will be helpful for you. First off, I want you to be able to remember to take a time out. Doing things like practicing yoga or listening to beautiful music, meditating, getting a massage, or learn relaxation techniques. You can listen to the Anxiety Coaches Podcast Body Scan. It's a 10-minute body scan. It's on our website. Do that for your timeout. It's only 10 minutes. Stepping back from the problem really helps to clear your head, and this small timeout will really help you. The second one is to eat balanced meals. I want you to pay attention to what you're eating. And by balanced meals, that's very individual. We all have different needs and ways of eating. I even wrote down here to do not skip meals. But again, that is important for you. How many meals a day do you eat? Everybody has a different regime of eating. And I want you to, after you find what works for you, to stick with it. And do keep healthful, energy-boosting snacks on hand, meaning keep a lot of great fresh fruits and veggies and whole grain options at your fingertips so that you aren't reaching for sugary or overprocessed snacks that really will interrupt your regular eating routine for the day and not give you what you need, which is you need fuel, not a bunch of sugar or overprocessed foods. Those don't serve you. So keep the good stuff on hand and it'll make it so much easier. The third one I have is I want you to pay attention to your caffeine and your alcohol again. We talk about this often because it is so important and it makes such a big difference over time. Again, I was a nutritionist seeing clients nutritionally for a very long time. And often when people were guided by their physician to go on, let's say, a gluten-free diet, they would go off the gluten for a week or two and they would come back and see me and they would say, it's not working. Well, it doesn't work in a week or two. Our body needs to cleanse from whatever it is that we were ingesting that is no longer serving us and we want to eliminate. So if you're eliminating alcohol and caffeine, give it time. It really can serve you. It may have been aggravating your anxiety and triggering panic attacks. And while you are healing, it is extremely important to let go of these. You can revisit them in the future if you truly desire to. But while you are healing, eliminate your alcohol and caffeine. It really does make a big difference. The fourth one is to pay attention to your sleep. We all know that getting enough sleep feels better for us. And when we're stressed, our body needs additional sleep and rest. Not just the sleep, but also rest. We have our own individual needs. So find your sweet spot, even if it's more than the conventional 8 hours or whatever people are doing now, which is looks more like 6 hours. But even if your body needs 9 or 10 hours a night, make that happen for yourself. It's okay to need as much sleep as you need. Have you tried OneSkin for your skincare routine yet? I love the simplicity of these products and the medical grade ingredients in them, not to mention how easily they fit into my skincare routine. The OS1 Face Moisturizer and OS1 Eye Cream make skin look visibly smoother and clearer and immediately feel softer and more hydrated. The secret is OneSkin's proprietary OS1 peptide. It's the first ingredient proven to switch off the aging cells that cause lines, wrinkles, and thinning skin, and several studies back it up. So if you're tired of cycling through ineffective skincare trends and overcomplicated routines, then I'm so excited to share with you OneSkin, just simple, scientifically validated solutions. OneSkin is the world's first longevity company. By focusing on the cellular aspects of aging, OneSkin keeps your skin looking and acting younger for longer. Get started today with 15% off using code ACP at oneskin.co. That's 15% off oneskin.co with code ACP. After your purchase, they'll ask you where you heard about them. Please support our show and tell them we sent you. The fifth one I have is for you to remember to exercise every day. So this can really help you to feel good and help you to maintain your health. It's a routine that we need to get into, and it can be a challenge to get into the routine. And it doesn't always feel great when we're getting our sneakers on to go out and do our walk or our run or bike, whatever you're doing. But if we just give it 5 minutes, just say, I'm going to do it, and get out there for 5 minutes and reassess, eventually you will find yourself wanting to go and going longer and longer distances. The sixth one is, I want you to pay attention to your deeper belly breaths. How are you breathing when your stress is surging? If you are breathing in the upper third of your lungs, you're going to feel more stress. You're going to feel more anxious. So pay attention and have those breaths go deeper in the belly and longer and slower exhalations. The seventh one is, I want you to count to 10 slowly. Remember this one? This is one my mother used to tell me. Count to 10. Repeat it and count to 20 if necessary, but give yourself a break from the stress that is building. Now let's get back to our 14 tips for dealing with surging stress. And I know these days stress seems to be just a little bit closer. It seems like it is surging a little bit more easily these days. Number 8, do your best. Instead of aiming for perfection, which isn't possible, Be proud of your accomplishments, big and small. In other words, do not let perfection hold you back. So many things don't get accomplished because perfection is the goal. Perfection is not the goal. Doing your best is where you have to shoot for. And when you are done at the end of the day, be proud of your accomplishments, again, big and small. This will give you some relief from trying to reach an unattainable goal. Number 9, accept that you can't control everything. Put your stress into perspective. Is it really as bad as you think? It's good to question what goes on in our minds. Remember, just because you had the thought doesn't make it true. Give a little pushback. Number 10, I want you to welcome humor. So many times, what can really break the stress cycle is a good laugh. And there's a lot of different ways to find this. If you enjoy watching some comedy or listening to comedy, there's comedy podcasts. There's tons of comedy on YouTube. Find your flavor of comedy and indulge in it. You know, some people love to be around those that tell jokes. I am not a good joke teller and can really flub it up, so I would not be one to tell you a good joke to get you to laugh. But if you have a buddy that has a good way of sharing a funny story, definitely, definitely spend some time with that person. Find your humor and get a good belly laugh going. Number 11, I want you to maintain a positive attitude. Now, of course, that seems like, well, of course, we would like to all have a positive attitude, but we have to make the effort. We can begin to look into each situation and see if there is a silver lining. There are silver linings in setbacks and disappointments and in challenges. So we need to take a moment. This goes back to the first one, taking a time out to see what we are actually able to glean out of this challenge, out of this disappointment or setback. It's okay to look for the positive. Maybe you can't find it right in the moment, but it's worth the effort to take a good look. Number 12, get involved somewhere. Volunteer or find another way to be active in your community, in your family, This can really create a support network, and it gives you a break from your everyday stress and strain, the same things that keep coming over and over and over. When we shift and go and learn something new, are around new people, maybe getting a new job or a new volunteer position, and it helps us to break the cycle of the old pattern of stress that keeps coming back to us. And helping another person is a true healing salve. So lift up other people's spirits. If you're in our group coaching, comment in the group to lift up someone else's spirits or give them a hand. It's good for them and it's good for you. Number 13, learn what triggers your anxiety. Learn what your stress buttons are. Is it work? Is it family? Particular people? Is it school? Is it a commute? Or is it something else that you can identify? Writing these things out in your journal when you're feeling stressed or anxious can be really helpful because you can start to see a pattern. So you can start to look and see what is happening over and over that I am writing down. My goodness, I keep writing the same thing over and over again. Maybe I need to make some kind of a change here. And maybe it's just a change in attitude. But you want to see what is triggering your anxiety and stress levels. And the best way that I know to do that is to put it in your journal. And number 14 is to talk to someone. Tell friends and family that you're feeling overwhelmed. Find a trusted person that you can let them know how they can help you, that what you need this for help. You need some space. Maybe you need help with something physical like getting the house cleaned. Ask for help. You can talk also to your physician. You could talk to your clergy. You could talk to a therapist, a coach, or some sort of a professional and ask for help when you are feeling alone in your struggle. You do not need to go alone with this. This is why we have the group. There is no need to go alone. We can talk about these things together. Maybe somebody has an experience similar and they can share it with you. Maybe when you talk to your therapist, they are reminding you of how you got through things before. Please reach out and talk to someone. It can be so relieving to know that you can not have to hold these things inside of you. I hope that you will take some time with these 14 little items and try them out for yourself. Maybe one of them just really hit you like, oh, that would feel good. Or maybe, oh, I used to do that and I don't do it anymore. Please make yourself reminder notes if you need to for your self-care and for ways that you can deal with surging stress. And now for today's quote. How we perceive a situation and how we react to it is the basis of our stress. If you focus on the negative in any situation, you can expect high stress levels. However, if you try and see the good in the situation, your stress levels will greatly diminish. And that's from Catherine Pulsifer. I'll be back in a few more days with another podcast. Until then, be well and aloha.
Thanks so much for joining us for today's episode of the Anxiety Coaches Podcast. Find more information at theanxietycoachespodcast.com.